2 Kings chapter 20. In those days Hezekiah became mortally ill, and Isaiah the son of Amoz, the prophet, came to him and said to him, "This is what the Lord says, give your last orders to your household, for you are going to die and you will not live." Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, "I implore you, O Lord, do remember how I have walked before you in truth and with a sincere heart, and how I have done what is right in your sight." And Hezekiah wept with great weeping. And it came to pass, when Isaiah had not yet gone out of the city centre, that the word of the Lord came to him as follows. "Go back and say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord God of David your father says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I am about to cure you. On the third day, go up to the house of the Lord. And I will add 15 years to your days, and I will deliver you and this city from the grip of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of David my servant." And Isaiah said, "Take a cake of pressed figs." And they took one, and they put it on the inflammation, and he recovered. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "What is the sign that the Lord will cure me, and that I will go up to the house of the Lord on the third day?" And Isaiah said, "This is your sign from the Lord, for the Lord will perform the pronouncement which he spoke. Shall the sundial shadow go forwards 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah said, "It is easy for the shadow to advance 10 degrees, but not that the shadow should go back 10 degrees. Then Isaiah the prophet called out to the Lord, and he made the shadow of the sundial go back, the shadow which was cast by Ahaz's sundial, 10 degrees backwards. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, the king of Babylon, sent letters and a gift to Hezekiah, because he had heard that Hezekiah had become ill. And Hezekiah attended to them and showed them all his spice house, the silver and the gold, and the fragrances, and the good quality oil, and his armoury, and everything that was present in his treasuries. There was nothing that Hezekiah did not show them in his house and in all his realm. Then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, "What did these men say, and where have they come to you from?" And Hezekiah said, "They have come from a distant land, from Babylon." And he said, "What did they see in your house?" And Hezekiah said, "They saw everything in my house. There is nothing which I did not show them in my treasuries." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming when everything in your house, and which your fathers have treasured up to this day, will be carried away to Babylon. Nothing will remain, says the Lord, and he will take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they will be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord which you have spoken is right." And he said, "Isn't that the case, if there will be peace and truth in my days?" And as for the rest of the affairs of Hezekiah, and all his bravery, and the fact that he made the pool and the conduit, and brought water to the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Hezekiah lay with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in place of him.